last night. It's the Comedy
Shows you must see is Totally Normal with our very good friend Nazeem Hussain, who is here in Ringwood at Brekkie and the Burbs.
Yes, hello.
This to Nazeem is just in the burbs. Mate, it's Ramadan. No brekkie for you, Nazeem.
I've had breakfast. 6:01 was my last bit of water and food. And now till sunset, none of that or sex.
Isn't it? Oh, you'd be right on that part. Hey, so...
What, me
isn't
too.
Isn't it sunrise? So the sun's not up yet. So you can you eat now?
No, the sun rises at like 6:01. Go check your calendar. 6:01 is what I've got on the fridge.
It looks dark out there, bro.
Do you know what I try to? If I would try to find the gaps in Ramadan, like I'd go, but I can't see it.
Because you're in your bedroom.
Yeah, like I would actually
keep your eyes closed. That's the loophole.
The Ramadan loophole.
The Ramadan loophole. If you can't see the sun, you know, so if you look at the ground, you can keep
eating.
I believe.
As long as I have a blindfold on, I can have a sandwich.
Yeah, take that as a fatwa.
Now, what are we going to expect at your comedy festival, mate? Because you've been off stage for 2 years, is that right?
Two years. I took a year off, basically, so 2 years.
Yeah.
I've been on stages, just not at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
So you're a bit nervous because it's big crowds.
I'm pumped, you know. I've done Adelaide. I've warmed up with Adelaide. You know,
they wouldn't have got anything.
They wouldn't have.
They'd
got
still
anything.
Be. They're getting it now. They'd be like, "Oh, that was funny." What Nazeem said.
The punchlines are just
ago.
Making sense.
Yeah.
But they're about half an hour behind. I did Brisbane as well. They're an hour behind. So they'll get it next week.
Yeah.
But now, are you gonna, if you want to see a comedian hungry on stage for an hour,
oh, you won't be able to eat.
It's the Ramadan vibes, mate. There's dates as well. If you want to break your fast, I'll be handing out free dates, one each.
Like girls or
both.
The fruit.
I'm thinking handing out dates. Geez, you're a love. What are you doing?
I can do that too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a bonus if you come.
What's a date?
A date. It's a fruit. Have you never had a date?
No, I've been on a date once, maybe.
You chuck them in a smoothie as well with a bit of avocado, coconut.
Oh,
water.
Yum!
Give you some recipes.
Dried fruit.
I don't eat fruit.
Now, Nazeem, so a year. What is a year off for you? Like, what do you? And I imagine the show might about this.
A couple of kids. I've written a couple of kids' books. Getting pulled over. I got pulled over by the cops the other day.
Did you?
Oh my god! I'm on the run from the. Well, I'm not on the run, but on the coming from.
You're like P. Diddy on the run.
And my house is just big.
There's levels to on the run, please.
If you're on the run, you're on the run.
You grew up in Burwood as well, I think, just down the road. I got pulled over. It was 100 coming down to an 80 on the peninsula.
Oh, yeah.
And I got pulled over at 97. Anyway, the cops said, oh, listen, mate, you know, driver's license. So I went to the police car, came back, and he goes, what, are you that comedian Nazeem Hussain? I said, yeah. And he goes, ah, man, I knew it. I told the other guy, but he'd already started writing the fine. Sorry about that.
Oh, and
he apologised for not letting me off.
Yeah.
Because I was a comedian. But that's it. My fame, I'm like 3 seconds too slow. Like, I need to be recognised 2 seconds faster. That's my problem. That's why I'm on here this morning, guys.
Yep.
I just need a bit of face recognition.
Yeah. At 8:30, the crowd would go, is that Nazeem Hussain in here before?
I know.
Ah, it's too late.
Too late. I'm fine.
I tell you what I am loving is your Instagram. Now, you've been doing a lot of skits on there. Oh, my God. Yeah. Stitches. Very good.
I got there's a sketch on there where I got where I was a pub bouncer, stopping people coming into the pub, unless they could do the alphabet hopping on one foot, A to Z, and then Z to A, and then I got the guy to do from A to K again at an F, punch me in the face. But we edited that bit out because we thought it would become imitable behaviour, where people on the street would just randomly go, hey, there's that guy that likes getting punched in the face. But now I've said it on the radio, and it's probably going to become imitable behaviour. Oh,
does some very funny skits. So good.
And you're just saying, you're quite impressed by our Breaking the Bird.
I don't know what's going on. I thought I was going to do a radio interview with you three, and then there's like 500 people. It's like a nightclub queue outside. I don't know if you could see that. There are people lining up down the street, people checking out. Everyone's dressed up real well. What is happening?
I know, it's a big morning here at Breaking the Burbs, and these are our
school
street parties. I know, that get bigger and bigger.
You go to school?
We're going to have to start. We are going to have to start knocking down walls here because there are people on the street that want to come in.
Well, Fev's actually the worst because all the kids turn up before school, and Fev just gives them 3 weeks worth of chocolate. Like these kids, when the Easter Bunny rocks up, they'll be like, time out, bro. I don't know. Honestly. Fev got in early. He's wrecked me.
Sort of cancels each other out. You've got school, but you got Fev beforehand. It's sort of the opposite.
Yeah.
Of the
other, right? Yeah. Hey, whoa.
Hey, come on.
Don't use that on your stand-up. You won't get any laughs.
How did I get punched in the face, I wonder?
It was Fev.
We cannot wait
to
see
you. You won't get hungry today. You'll be asleep all day.
Nazim is saying you can't see him tonight, though. Comedyfestival.com.au. Totally normal.
Is tonight the first night?
Huh? Tonight's the first night.
Yes!
Hey, you're doing a show as well, yeah?
No.
What?
Nothing. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Chilling out.
He's going in the jungle.
We've broken him with Breakfast Radio.
Yeah.
Bloody
yeah.
hell. What do you want on my show?
He makes too much money now, sure. Nazim.
Hey, he's cashed. I've seen his car.
Yeah, he's cashed.
With my 2013 Subaru Forester. All right, the secret's out, guys. I'm loaded.
You've been in your house as well. You've got an Instagram house now.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I've seen photos of your little, you know, your kitchen on the ground.
You've got a pizza oven on the deck. It's impressive.
I don't know how to use it.
Wait, what do you call
it? I actually don't know. I asked the real estate agent, how do you turn it off? He's like...
Is it still on?
Yeah, it's like, how do you turn this off? It's like... Wood and fire, it'll just go out eventually.
Which I say is, if you're in the area, just bring some dough and you'll turn that into pizza.
I've got some pizza boxes there ready to go. Set up an illegal pizza shop at my joint.
Have a
That's
solarium.
My plan for Easter. Sick.
Ringwood, make some noise for Nazim Hussain. How good's that?